Geronimo! A lucky leap and a clutch winch save our crew from the cold, vast darkness of space. Thanks to a thrusting power loader, Max Skyblade, Zeke, Sarn Turbo, and Ghost have reunited with the Kahuna Wave after a daring defeat of would-be pirates. But the escapade was not without its costs. Jake, one of the retired clone troopers, was killed. And despite medical attention from Oak, Ghost has found himself with a serious injury requiring an emergency freezing in carbonite. Thankfully, the mission goal was successful, and the crew now has the coordinates of the Redarian base known as the Vault. So the future is looking bright, which is probably why Ghost is wearing glare shades in that carbonite. So, that's where we are.
So we're back in the ship?
Yes, we are back in the ship. For some reason, the ship is not the scene. Oh, so let me get it back. Let me get us back over there.
All I see is the vast nothingness of space. Oh, there's my ship. I got a loader bot. I got a loader bot. We are a cargo ship. We should probably be doing a lot more cargoing at some point in time. But we'll get there.
Presumably.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. I didn't check this before. I can make your token a little bit transparent. And I can put you on top of the robot.
Oh, I'm just hanging out in my robot, walking around the circle in the donk, donk, donk,
well,
donk.
I don't know. I don't remember if you got out of it or not, actually.
No, I had to have, because we were sitting and we were watching the Wookiee get froze.
I'll put the robot over here. Okay, yeah, so you guys were all standing around watching the Wookiee get froze.
It was very touching.
Zeke got very mad.
Zeke needs to mind his own beeswax. How we deal with our own... Oh, he's here.
I'm just saying... He's your brother in arms. Just show the man a little respect.
He's hanging out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but what about all the bonding you did? I'm sure. I don't know.
I had to jettison some very valuable pelts because of him.
So you hate him?
No, I don't hate him. Just strongly dislike.
Huh. Is there anybody you do like, San?
My sister is pretty cool.
Who's that?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you don't like to talk about her.
Okay.
But how's she doing?
And is she single?
If she's still alive, maybe.
Okay. Uh-oh. Noted.
See, at least you don't know if your sister's alive. My family is for sure dead.
Why did you make that sound pleasant?
Saying the uncertainty is something to at least to be acknowledged, you know.
Well, we could always rescue her someday.
Yeah. Owen comes a-blazing. Yeah, well, Zeke's a part of our crew now, man. Along with the robot and the frozen Wookiee popsicle.
Can we get rid of Graf then?
Yeah, Graf, I'm not sure about it. I wouldn't trust Graf with my grandma.
Hmm. Well, as you said, you did say your entire family is dead or just your sister?
Who?
Your grandma. You were talking about your grandma.
Oh, yeah, they were all blown up on Alderaan. Everyone died. Grandma, grandparents.
And instantly, Zeke looks very, very uncomfortable. And he sort of walks out of the room.
Wow. I open up to that guy and he just leaves.
Maybe we should move the Wookiee somewhere else instead of keeping him here in the freezer.
I like the coat rack idea.
No, I'm not saying we unfreeze him. I'm just saying let's get him out of the freezer. I don't think it's good to keep him in there.
I say we put him in the wall by our little space chest place, and then we can use them as a hat rack when we're, you know, not wearing our hats.
You're not wearing hats now.
Do Twi'leks wear hats? No, they got, you got to wear a headband. Yeah, headband. So, yeah, headband set. That's probably what a cloak could call it.
Oh, okay. And Oak is starting to look very, very uncomfortable, and he starts to leave the room.
Hey, Oak, you got to help us take him out.
Oh, okay. Negotiation check. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'll help you. So you guys are going to move him where? Into the chest room?
Right.
Yeah.
Right here.
On the wall. I always wanted to have a piece of nice art.
Well, instead you just have a frozen Wookiee.
Wow.
You just have a very, very expensive hat rack.
Did you notice that I changed his picture?
Yes. I did. We're very happy.
He's not wearing sunglasses.
You know what, though? Next week, you put hats over his hand, so it's like developing. He's developing in from a popsicle into a hat rack. It says character development for the next couple weeks.
I mean, yeah.
And afterwards, he's going to gain the strength of one hat.
So Zeke goes over to the chambers with everybody in it, and you guys see that he walks in and he starts talking to the clones. He's just like, boys, I got some bad news. And you can just sort of see the moment get heavy in there. And Graf was also in there. He's like, well, I'll be getting out of here. And he leaves as Zeke looks like he's going to break the news about Jake to the rest of the clone troopers.
Should Oak go in there too?
Oh. Well, yeah, after he does... Well, yes.
Yeah, after Oak he helps us. There.
After he helps you, Zeke says, clone mating! And they all meet in the crew quarters, and it's heavy. You can tell, but it's supposed to be a private thing. And out comes Graf.
Hey. So. How did it go?
I'm trying to remember his voice. I think it was pirate voice.
How did it go out there?
Well, someone died, and it wasn't you, so not too good.
And we lost our Wookiee. I'm still a little bummed about that.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about the Wookiee, too.
But we got a robot.
The Wookiee.
We got a walking... almost said a Wookiee robot. A walking robot.
R.
I have to keep saying R, otherwise I forget he's a pirate.
Hey, so there's a robot now.
Yeah.
Which kind of robot?
A big one. It's yellow, and it's got Max Skyblade written all over it.
Well, I've been back here, and turns out you guys have a lot of liquor in the back.
We used to. Probably not now.
Well, I didn't drink all of it. But
which ones did you drink?
The good ones.
Did you drink my schnapps?
No, I never drink the schnapps.
What did you drink?
I drank the space whiskey.
What?
That's it. Jettison him.
Oh, no. No, there is quite a bit of bootlegging.
You don't understand. I just got a robot. How am I supposed to get drunk and walk around in my robot if I can't have my space whiskey?
That sounds like a bad idea.
Coming from a man who stole from a ship, you don't know who we are.
So did you find the coordinates for the Radarian base?
Yes, we did. No thanks to you.
Yeah, where is it?
What'd you say, Mac?
Get him, Sarn. I'm like just hanging out behind him. Yeah, you tell him what, you know.
Why are you so interested?
Well, I thought just to know where we're going next.
Well, when we get there, you're probably going to stay there.
There's a black crane.
Are you threatening me?
Yes.
Arr. And as your conversation sort of comes to a close, out from the crew quarters comes Zeke. And you could tell he's a little bit teary-eyed. The other clones are also a little bit teary-eyed, and they sort of shuffle out, sort of despondent, just having had, just learning the news about Jake. And they sort of mix out in the cargo hold, kind of just walking around, just kind of ambling. Zeke approaches you, and he's like,
I delivered the news. And it's been tough, but I think we're resolved, and we want to help you get into the base. You said that you had the coordinates.
Yes, I got them right here on this post-it note.
Okay, and let's pull up a map of the coordinates where we're going.
Okay, so we can get a plan going.
Right, no, I like the way you're thinking. That's where I'm going. We got to get a plan of what we're doing. And the ship... Wait. The ship's going back to the crater, right?
Yes.
Did we tell the robot to take us to the crater?
Not yet.
I don't like telling the robot too many things.
Yes, we can do that. Let me send them over to you. I think... And, Boo, I sent you dice for Destiny Roll.
He rolled it.
I rolled it.
Oh, he did? Okay. So we're all accounted for? Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's Boo. Okay.
Hello.
All right. Good. Thanks for reminding me.
Well, you're not accounted for.
No, I rolled.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
No. Okay. I shouldn't have said anything.
No, probably not. Okay.
All right, yeah. Let's plan this. Should tell the robot to... Or yeah. Back, do you just want to fly there?
Open the cockpit and I'll confer with the robot about our flight plan.
Okay, so you head up to the cockpit?
Yes.
I just moved you to the cockpit.
Thank you. Are we in my scene or are we staying with Sarn?
We could go to yours. Do you have something ready or do you want a second?
No, you can go. I can go somewhere else.
Okay. Okay.
All right. You are a bounty hunter. You do seem to be the combative one of the group. The best at fighting that I've seen so far.
Damn straight. Better than you, too.
Yeah, but that was only because I didn't have a rifle. No, I got a rifle, so...
Thanks to me.
No, yeah, no, that was good. No, you nailed that. I really didn't think about stripping my dead friend for parts, but... it was a good idea. So thankfully, this is what he would have wanted.
His pockets were empty.
They were security pockets, as I recall. it was very, very strange.
Yeah, they weren't full of anything, though.
Okay. So, now that we're here, mercenary, troop, soldier, let's hash this out. You're a leader of your group, leader of my group, all my clones, they're in. We need to get back at these guys.
Good. We're going to need them for shields.
Okay. So, we do have some kind of map here.
So, he punches into... I don't know, where would the ship computer be? somewhere a ship computer. He probably pops an engineering in the back.
An engineering, yeah.
All right. Says, all right, let's go. Come on back here. And let's take a look at this holovid of satellite map.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this is what we can see. And you can't see the interior here in this map. I did not want to show you that, but there it is. So maybe it looks
like a bunch of beds.
Well, not all of it, but yeah, there's some beds. So let's try and pretend like we can't see the inside.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the outside of the base. What are we thinking for this? What do you see?
What's this yellow and black?
That's inside.
Kind of looks like a guy with a shield and a sword.
Okay. Not helpful.
I think we should be able to land somewhere close to that, though, right?
Well, I thought we were going back to the camp to land over by the camp. Then we were going to make it out on foot out to the base. Maybe stake it out from a bit of a distance before we go rushing in.
No, Sarn likes to rush in.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not sure this is a good idea to go rushing into this. This what is surely to be a fortified pirate base.
Well, that's why we should fly over it and use the turbo lasers that we have on the Kahuna Wave to shoot it.
Okay. So, like what you're thinking, we can't kill everybody there.
Why not?
Because we need to find out more about their organization. We don't even know who's in that base.
So just want to go in there and shoot at them?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying we don't know who's in there. Aren't you guys hunting for the leader, the butt radar?
Yeah.
We don't know that they're in there.
Well, no.
We're trying to find the butt radar.
Yeah, but what if he is in there? And then we go in there and he finds us. He's very strong.
Oh, no, that's perfectly true.
So if we shoot it up with the turbo laser, then maybe we could weaken him if he's in there and weaken the opposition at all.
And what if they have anti-ship weapons there?
Well, then.
And they shoot us down.
I don't think they'll shoot us down. We got a really good pilot.
Do you?
Yeah, he's hooked up right there. You can see him.
Oh, hello, meatbags. I am a decent pilot.
No, you're not.
He starts flickering the lights again.
That's all you do is flicker the lights.
Existence is pain. This is the only thing I can do.
If you're I look at Zeke and go, I just wanted to rile him up.
Okay, right. And then out from behind you, Graf starts strolling in.
Hey, Graf, actually, I was just thinking about you.
Oh, are you? Are you thinking about me?
Yeah, when you were in the Radarian chain gang.
Yes.
How did they dress?
How did they dress?
Yeah, did they have, like, uniforms? Or was there some kind of badge that you had to prove you were?
I mean, there was a tattoo. And he raises up his, he pulls down the side of his shirt, and you see a big gnarly tattoo.
What is it of?
It's shaped like a medallion, and it's tattooed into his skin. It's right here. It's a replica of the
of the Radarian chain.
Is it an actual thing, or is it just the tattoo of the thing?
No, he is not the butt radar. It no. is not the thing.
Oh, okay.
No, it's a tattoo. No, it's not. When I said replica, I don't. That's the wrong term, but it's drawn onto him in the tattoo.
Okay. Yeah, when you, I didn't realize what you were saying when you said, or meant when you said medallion.
This accent is real tough.
The what?
The accent. The going back and forth on accents is tough. I'm working on it. This be the Radarian chain. It's a tattoo. But
I wonder, the
inmates have the tattoo here.
I wonder, Zeke, if we can replicate that tattoo on ourselves and sneak inside.
Well, that's a good idea.
Maybe not for you guys. Maybe not for the clones.
No, they're not. They know us.
Yeah.
So probably not a good idea for us to try and pull that off. No. But
they know you, so you can walk in.
I don't know that I can just walk in without an appointment. Usually I don't go there. They retrieve me, and then I go in.
And they put a blindfold on you so you don't know where their base is.
Right, exactly.
But it's within walking distance of where you were.
But I'm familiar with the layout of the place, so... yes. I've only seen probably... Yeah, I'm familiar with the loadout for the layout of the place.
Okay. Mac, do you have any ideas?
Oh, he's in the cockpit.
I know, but I figured we turned on the speaker or something so he can hear.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, I turned it on.
Okay, fine.
I was arguing with the robot.
Yeah, he was not listening to what was going on. He's trying to figure out where to go. He's playing with all the knobs.
And I'm currently just like banging on the ship like, no, we're supposed to go that way. I know how to pilot my ship. I've been doing it longer than you. You are a psychotic robot.
I literally have the knowledge of all of human knowledge.
That does not compute.
It does compute quite well. You couldn't compute anything.
Just because you have that knowledge doesn't mean you know what you're doing with it.
I do know where we're supposed to be going.
I do too. And where's that post?
It's unclear by your piloting that you know where you're going or how to do it. It's unclear.
What do you mean it's unclear?
Sarn does radio you and says he's trying to get your attention.
Yes. I call over the comm links.
Hello?
Can you come back here?
Who is this?
Oh, that never gets old.
All right, fine. I hang up and I storm off. I'm like, just keep us down that away. All right, that away. All right.
I will navigate us to Blackwind Crater.
I've already set the navigation coordinates into the computer. You're not doing anything. I did it all already. You're just taking all the credit. For my piloting.
I care not for credit.
Yeah, well...
You're the one that cares for credit.
Shut up! I storm off, and I go, Sarn, we gotta get that robot out of the ship. He's gotta go... Maybe we gotta get him out of that.
Well, I mean, his head's right there.
Oh, good.
I can hear you.
He is countermanding all my... He's interfering with my decrees. All right.
Okay.
What is the plan?
So, we need a plan.
Blackwind Crater. Right. Blackwind Crater. I assume we come in blasting.
That's what I said. I think we should vote on this.
All right. No. I'm sorry.
Who wants to blast? going blast it.
Now, I think we need something a little bit more strategic.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't want to get shot down. I mean, that wouldn't be good for the ship at all. It's already dealing with so much.
Well, yeah, I think that's probably a pretty good concern.
All right, well, so we know what the place looks like.
Yes, we've got a layout here. Graf here seems to know a little bit about how it works. And Graf says, I've been in these types of bases before. And, you know, I got the tattoo.
But tattoo?
Do they have, like, guns to shoot down ships?
It is standard that, they be having that.
They be.
It wouldn't be much of a pirate fortress if they didn't have any way to defend themselves.
All right. I say we land.
Oh, yeah. He's got a tattoo of the medallion of the butt radar on his chest. That's how.
Would that get us in the base?
That's how they know that you're part of the gang.
Okay.
Now, I haven't been part of the gang for quite a while, so I don't know what they're going to think when they see me. It's kind of a whole bad scenario that
what if me and Sarn here got the tattoos put on, or we drew the tattoos on ourselves and walked in like we were part of this Redarian chain gang?
That was my plan. Well, that was more of my thoughts.
I think you could probably get past the guards at the front and see where you can get inside.
Well, you're coming with.
Oh. Okay. I like that idea.
But we're bringing you in as a prisoner.
Space whiskey.
We're gonna pretend to bring you in as a prisoner.
Okay. No bad ideas. We are brainstorming. why would they let us in if we had one of their pirates as a prisoner?
Because he was treacherous.
We're gonna say you were treacherous.
He was selling your secrets.
He was telling the secrets. Yeah. Weren't you saying you're on the outs with these guys?
Yes, they left me for dead, he says.
Why did they do that again?
Well, I never told you what happened that day. Should I tell you now?
It seems like it'd be pretty important information. Like if my plan is to bring you in as a prisoner, it'd be very important to know what happened to this situation, why I can't bring you in. Because let me tell you, I'm really leaning towards that plan.
it was a dark night, and we'd be pirating on the open seas of the space. And, we went to board a ship and I made a bit of a miscalculation in the bombs, and I blew me leg off. And they jettisoned the pod with me in it and left me for dead.
So you didn't really do anything bad. You just blew your own leg off?
Yeah. And then they left me for dead. That guy was dead weight.
Well, I mean, I can see why they would think that.
Excuse me?
What? I didn't say anything.
And, it's been a rough time since then. I couldn't get back into the group. They said I would be a burden. And, my life kinda spun out of control after that.
So,
yeah, drugs.
Drugs. Do you want to come with us? Which reminds me, that Wookiee promised me drugs.
That Wookiee promised a lot of things.
You can go try to get it from him.
I think perhaps he would rip my arms off.
No, I don't think he will. I think you should go try to get your drugs from him.
Right, hey, my...
He's by the hollow chest tape.
Can't rip, rip me hat off. And hold it up.
He might do that one, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes, I harbor a bit of a grudge against these people. And I would like to have some revenge. Sweet revenge. Right. My life is meaningless at this point.
Well, maybe they'd let you come in if we showed up with you. I mean, with, you know, unbelievable, you know, an old friend or something like that.
Perhaps. And,
you know, come back with two new recruits.
Okay. And Zeke says, okay, Son, what's your take? You're the battle-hardened one here.
Yeah, that's why I just want to blast. But, no, I think we should do the we found Graf selling secrets. And we brought him to the base for, to be detained.
Yeah, because we want to see if we get any money we can. Like, we just brought this guy who we saw he was giving your secrets away. He's talking shit about you guys, so we brought him in to go ahead.
You're a bounty hunter, right?
Yes.
And I'm a smuggler.
And he's got smuggler. The bounty,
and I'm smuggling it.
Okay. So, Son, and I will take this clone armor off and put on something, I don't know, like a spacesuit that I'm just helping you out on this job. And you're bringing in a bounty.
But there's no bounty for it.
Perhaps the people at the front desk wouldn't know that. Or the front guards aren't going to know that. Maybe it'll be enough to get inside. Then once we're inside, we can figure a way.
Start blasting.
Well, I don't know about blasting. And Graf says, I think that if you get me inside, I could probably navigate us to where whoever, if there's a leader there, where they are stationed.
All right. Let's go with that plan then.
Okay. let's see. I feel like perhaps we're underutilizing the rest of my clones. What can we have them do?
Oh, they should probably hide in the bushes. And if they hear an alarm, then they can come in.
Then they rush in.
They rush in, blast in, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, backup.
Okay.
Yeah, backup.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Hey, Graf, do you have any guns?
Graf? Yeah.
I thought I gave him one.
Yes. You gave me a blaster, I think.
Let me check
my pockets. Yes, and I also have the vibro rapier.
Right.
Yes.
All right, let's do that. RX, let's go.
Okay, meatbags. I'll
get up the cockpit and start going. I put the emergency brake on before I left just to make sure he couldn't do anything. I leave.
Okay. And you guys start zooming.
Zoom.
Okay, and we're a little early, but maybe we take our break now before you guys get to the vault.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'll be back.
You eating cereal? What kind?
Fruity Pebbles.
Hmm. Bonnie, my pebbles.
What is that, biscotti?
Cereal. Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles?
It's yeah, 9 o'clock at night.
What?
It's 9 o'clock at night.
I gotta
You're going to be up all night.
That's only when I mix it with an energy drink.
Huh. Ooh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Or delicious. I'm not sure which.
I would tell you they made a Sour Patch Kids cereal, and it was actually sour.
Really?
Yeah, it was awful. I ate the whole box.
Yes, you told me that exact joke already.
Yeah, it was worse with milk.
Sounds interesting. I want it. Do they still make it?
I think so.
Well, because the Sour Patch ice cream was pretty good.
I can buy ice cream. I don't know about cereal, though. It was a weird taste.
Yeah, sour milk doesn't seem very appealing.
Turns out.
Sour milk. It usually means something's gone bad.
Horribly, horribly old.
The milk's gone bad. Oh, that's from Aqua Teen. You guys wouldn't know that.
We're before our time.
I just remember the dog called Spaghetti.
Okay. You guys make it to the clone encampment.
Oh, we're back at the camp.
Yeah. Is it nighttime?
Looks like it.
I don't know if we want it to be nighttime.
I mean, we should probably rest so I can recover some strength.
Okay, so let's go back to the Oh, no, not Jake. Oh, no, it's so sad.
Oh, Jake is still there. And right. He's got the skull next to him.
Yeah.
And Ghost is there, too.
Yeah, what, are we just carrying around the frozen carbonite slab of him?
It would probably make a good shield.
You're right. It would make a great shield. Carbonite's a metal.
And he can still help. He told me one time that if he were ever to be frozen in carbonite, he would want to use his shield.
That does not sound like something he would have said.
Can we use him as
came a came up very briefly?
Can we use him as thing. A?
We were going to the bathroom, and he just said it. It was a very strange to tell me this.
Okay. All right. Let's make a stop here. We've already strategized. I guess we could have done the strategizing in the clone encampment. You guys have landed within a short walk of the clone encampment. It's not right there, but it's within a short walk. It was a clearing. Mac did a daring landing sequence where he wrested control from RX and landed the ship.
He kept the blinker on the entire way, though.
It's unclear who left the blinker on.
How could it be me?
I'm not sure robots can make mistakes.
This one can. I mean, he's ahead.
And that's what.
I mean, if he couldn't make mistakes, he wouldn't be ahead.
So I'm sure that's exactly how it went the entire landing. It was entertaining, and you guys, blinker or not, did land. And I think you have an opportunity. I mean, this isn't time sensitive per se just yet. I don't remember. I think a day's rest, you recover strain, right?
A short rest recovers strain. A long rest recovers health or wounds.
For each full night's rest, a character recovers one wound. Um,
Yeah. And...
Oh, Matt, you did take some damage, huh? Like one?
One damage. I'm not sure if that was... So that would bring him up to zero. Okay.
Zero damage.
Yeah, from rest. Sarn, did you already recover one?
No, I didn't have any.
Okay, and your strain will be zero, I think, because I think a whole day recovers your strain. Recovering from strain. Let's go ahead and do that. So you guys will be at full. And also, Oak looks you up and down and helps you out with some wound recovery.
No broken bones or anything, Doc?
No. But we're going to have to put back Skyblade and probably Carbonite. I think that's probably a good idea.
What?
Do you just, like, put people in Carbonite?
I just think it's probably a good idea to get, until we can find someone who has medical skill.
I think he'll survive.
Well,
I'm not going into Carbonite.
Let's freeze him just to be safe. No, he doesn't say that. That was a joke.
All right, Oak. You're not going to be the doctor anymore.
You can't take it away from me.
Take away his stethoscope.
No, my stethoscope. And he grabs it back. All right. So you guys are healed. Good job. Congratulations all.
Woo!
And let's move you all. You guys move out the next day to the vault.
Do they have any of that Talio meat left?
Yeah.
I ate some.
Sounds good. It's cold.
That's fine.
Well, room temperature, I guess, because it wasn't in a fridge.
Outside temperature, because it was outside.
All right, fine. Outside temperature. Okay. So, going up on the vault, you guys are, like, at a safe distance away. You come upon it, and... The 50 meters of ground between the jungle and the crater wall has been cleared of all vegetation and cover, providing what appears to be a killing field. You can see a pair of blast doors embedded in the rough rock wall of the crater. While the crater wall is otherwise featureless, a large platform emerges from it at least 30 meters above the ground. Two laser cannon barrels, motionless in the gloom, flank the platform.
Well, it's a good thing we didn't go with your plan, Mac. Just come in shooting everything.
Well, yeah. I don't think that was Mac's plan.
No.
No, it was.
I thought of it.
No, he was worried about being shot. His ship. He keeps calling it his ship.
Yeah. After he said we should just fly in and blast it, he's like, oh, wait, no, I don't want to get our ship blown up.
Okay.
That does sound like something I would say as well.
And you guys look at it through, you guys are sharing your hunting goggles, you and Zeke taking a look at the lay of the land.
Yeah.
I guess Oak would be there in the back. All right. What? All right. How are we going to do this?
I put a pair of binders on Graf.
It's been a long time since I've been arrested. Oh.
Yeah. What?
And I said I got my gun. I got my gun on him.
Pew, pew, pew. Yeah, so I put binders on him. And then we should start walking towards the guards.
Okay. Let me check something. All right, I did give Zeke the blaster rifle. All right. So the four of you walk up towards the guards. Zeke tells the other clone troopers to find cover and scatter. And he tells Oak to sort of stay back just in case they need a medic.
Good call. Good call, Zeke.
Right. Well, this isn't my first rodeo. All right. And so let's say Graf is in the middle. Sarn, you're up front. Zeke's behind him with a gun in his back, in Graf's back. And Mac, you're probably on the side somewhere, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you holding a bush?
No, not this time. No, We're doing this like we're gonna deceive them, right? So
you guys are raw dogging?
Yeah, we're raw dogging it. No, okay. No bushes.
All right. Sarn, you come up to the door. I don't know what you can see. Can you see anything?
It's still at the camp.
Oh shit! I didn't activate this. All right, here now. You guys are at the.
Mark.
Rude.
Can you see now? Oh. Let's see.
Yeah, I can.
I guess that's my bad. There you go. Has vision. Sarn. Mac. Has vision. Update. Okay. All right. You walk up to the front and you see two pirates standing there.
Ahoy, hoy.
Who are you?
My name is not important. I'm a bounty hunter. And we have this prisoner for your boss.
What kind of prisoner?
A bounty. I don't know.
Okay. Let's see this prisoner.
All right. Bring him up.
I kind of give him a push. Get over there.
All right.
We caught this guy, blabbing your secrets about your Rodarian chain gang and saying all sorts of nasty things. And we just thought, well, maybe it might be worth something to bring him in to see what you guys would think of him.
Oh,
wait, I thought this was a bounty.
I'm sorry, I fucked up. Do we want to roll with it, or what do you want to do? I don't know.
Roll with it. I mean, Sarn just corrected him.
It is a bounty.
Sorry, it's a bounty. Well, that's what I caught. I thought we caught him. That's what I thought we were bringing him in, because he was blabbing secrets and he was a bounty. Are we still pretending?
No, they're. Hold on. I'm talking out of character.
I'm sorry. I got confused on what we were doing. No.
On the bounties, they don't really tell you why there's a bounty on them. So we don't really know.
Well, I could still say that we brought him in because when we brought him in, he was talking shit about the Rodarian chain gang, maybe.
Okay.
Is that possible? Maybe we roll with that, maybe as a save?
Yeah. Yeah, well, my friend over there met was that.
Yeah.
When we captured him, he was blabbing your secrets. So no. I have to assume that that's why there's a bounty on him.
I not be blabbing. I'm not that kind of pirate.
You were.
No, I wasn't. He's putting up a fight. It does.
Graf.
And Zeke shoves the gun in his bag. You shut up, you scum. And he's quiet. It quiets him a little bit. He's a little spooked.
So I would like to take him to the leader here.
And they kind of look at each other. roll a... This will be a deception, but I'm going to give you a boost. Just an average deception. Well, I guess that's fine, too. Check failed. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Okay, Mac. So they're not buying Sarn's story. Try to cover for him with deception of your own.
My name is Mackle Sky Killer. I'm a bounty hunter of the most ruthless sort, and I have brought this bounty in to be cash, and I demand satisfaction.
You also roll the average deception with a bonus. You should have a higher deception, I think, right?
I am the Lord of Deception.
That's helpful.
A boost?
Yeah.
And then regular difficulty?
That is right, yes. Holy crap!
That's how good your deception is?
Yeah, I don't know why you went first.
Well, because I'm a bounty hunter.
I mean, with my deception, I could be too.
Well, I mean, you are for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
You have a triumph.
I spooked him with how, because I'm waving my gun around and I'm so like they believe Mackle Sky Killer, really? You know.
Okay.
Try to get the name of the of whoever's in charge.
Who's in charge here?
It would be Butt Radar, duh.
Is he here?
The Wookiee?
Yes, he's here.
Alright, yeah, that's...
Well, we have a bounty for him, and I think he'd be very interested to see this particular bounty. Very interested.
Okay, and he tells you, he lets you in and says to take the hallway and the elevator up to the second floor. That's where Butt Radar is.
All right, then.
Can you unpause the game?
Oh, yeah. That's why you guys weren't moving.
So we can play.
Whee! Ooh, scary.
Those are not hallways. That's walls. You're still outside.
I thought that was a path.
You have to open the door. Oh, hold on. Okay. There, the door's open.
Oh, I closed it. Sorry. All right. I tell the other two to follow since I can't control.
All right. Don't be moving all the way all over the place. Let's take this one step at a time. I don't want you to just go in there running around because there are people in there. So. All right. So you guys enter this hall. Let me see if there's a. All right. It's a wide corridor leading to another pair of doors. And that door there is currently closed.
Well, I mean, do we think it's in the elevator?
Graf speaks up. He's whispering. He's like, it's probably not to the elevator. If this is like the others, behind that door is a hallway.
Oop. Okay. All right. Well, we should probably go through the door then.
Okay. It is open. So if you click, there you go. Now you can go in.
Okay. Hey, wait. Did he tell us how to get to the elevator?
He said to take the hall through the hall. The elevator's over that way.
Oh, I wasn't sure if he said to the right or not.
No.
Okay.
All right.
He didn't.
Ah!
Okay. So that's what. I don't really want to punish you guys for doing that, but. You know, you could do if you just like go around corners like that and there's a guy there, then could be bad news, I guess. So yeah. I'm just trying to take this a little bit slow. It's not meant to be like I know I'm playing the Zelda music, but that's supposed to be like Zelda where you're just running around. But anyway, we can figure it out together.
I mean, we have to try to find the elevator.
You're right. You're right. I have a prompt for this hallway.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. This wide corridor is empty and clean, and there are open doors at either end of it. Motion from one of the doors catches your eyes, and you see a single pirate with a blaster aimed right at you.
What? Who are you?
I can say the same about you.
We're going to find the butt radar to bring this bounty to him.
Bounty. You know? Big time wanted bounty right here.
I think this is going to be a deception on this guy as well.
Oh, shit. Why do I keep talking first? Matt, why don't you go?
Well, I mean, you could talk first. I mean, and then Matt could just step in.
That's true.
As sort of the spokesperson.
I mean, I was speaking. I was the last person to speak. I was just saying this guy's a bounty.
Yeah. Okay, so if you want to roll the deception. Because
still no boost. Regular.
I'm not saying this to be rude. Just if you had a boost, what would it be for?
Oh, I don't know. Just because you had it last time. That's why I wasn't sure what it was. I don't know why you gave
it to us. I'm trying to backtrack and say why did I give it to you last time? I think it was because you had a good plan and you had graph there.
And because I'm so handsome.
It had nothing to do with your handsomeness. So I guess you can have the boost now because you still have graph and your plan is still nothing is bad about your plan yet.
Nothing is bad about the plan. And we roll. And I succeed. Because I am the deception lord.
You have 4 advantages.
Fuck.
You don't have to spend each 4 advantages, but it's a good advantage, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. So we're bounty hunters searching for the butt radar. Could you point us to the elevator? Because this guy seems like he's getting pretty riled up here.
Okay, sure. The elevator is up through this hallway. Can you see my cursor?
Yeah.
Up through this hallway, then take a left, and it'll be on your left.
Thank you, sir. Mackle Sky Killer.
Mackle Sky Killer. Well, that's a name I won't forget.
Oh, that's what the yellow thing is. The yellow and black thing is. It's the elevator.
That is correct.
Oh, it's the elevator.
Okay. Just give me a second to get the next area ready. All right. Tup, 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 tup. Tup, 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 tup.
Is it upsy, the elevator?
No, I was trying to do, you know, always make the stair noise in Zelda.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were making like some kind of weird, like Street Fighter noise, like, tup, 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 tup.
Yeah, just like that.
All right.
He's so mad. All right. And you guys go up to the second floor. And let's see. There's got to be a prompt here for that. All right. You come up into what looks like a cargo bay. It's stacked floor to ceiling with cargo containers, crates, boxes, barrels, and other similar items. There are, as you can see, a couple pirates and as well as 2 droids. They're labor droids made for like moving around boxes, but they're pretty big. They're all on the map. You should be able to see them, I think.
All right, where's the Butt Radar's office? I ask one of the labor droids.
And he just beeps and boops at you. And you can't understand him.
God, the one time we need RX.
Yeah.
All right, well then I'll ask this pirate where the Butt Radar's office is.
And he says, "Who are you?"
I'm a bounty hunter looking for the Butt Radar to deliver this bounty.
I don't know about you.
You don't have to.
Okay. Let's see.
I just want to know where the office is so I can get paid and get out of here.
Yeah, this place is creepy.
Yeah.
It's got weird music playing through the speakers.
All right. It's going to be a... I don't know. I don't want to just keep rolling deception on everyone.
Persuasion?
Well, no. I'm just saying I don't know what else you'd be doing. I guess you'd just be deception. It's going to be another deception check against these people. Somebody.
Mac.
I mean, if you want me, I can go again.
Yeah, well, I mean, yours is so much better than mine.
So you have to step in again.
Yeah.
And talk over him.
Of course. Another triumph.
Another triumph.
What's my threat?
Your threat is that you can tell that these people are... let me see. Let me double check there. They are well armed. Yes, they are well armed and dangerous people.
All right, well, I tell them, guys, the Twi'lek's with me. This guy's with me. We're here for a bounty. We're just trying to get to this guy's place. Why don't you leave us alone?
Okay. I can't just leave you alone. Where are you? You need to be going somewhere.
Yeah, we're trying to find our way to the office of Belt Radar.
Oh, okay. And because you rolled a triumph, he points you to the office of Butt Radar.
Which is this back door?
Which is the back door.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's go. Oh my God, there's so many Gimlies.
They look like Gimlies. I know we said that before. Yeah. They are Wookiees.
I know.
Okay. Just so you all know, they are Wookiees. You enter the room. Let me see if there's another. If there's a prompt here.
I don't know why I thought it would just be Butt Radar sitting in his office alone.
Yeah, I don't know either. Okay, all right, this is... All right, I know where you guys are. All right. Interesting. Well, I don't know how we would have done that. Okay, anyway. The vault's control room is a large chamber filled with blinking computer terminals and miscellaneous equipment. At the center of the room stands a tall... female Wookiee surrounded by guards. Her face is obscured by she's wearing a medallion. She's dressed in fine clothing as if she were about to leave for a dinner engagement.
I cannot allow you to take me away, but I will make you an offer.
Wait, hold on. She doesn't say anything yet. This prop assumes that you guys got in there by combat, but you guys did not get in there by combat, so let's see what happens.
Hello, Miss Madam Butt Radar.
Hello.
We have a bounty for you here.
A what?
There's a bounty on this guy.
I didn't put out any bounty.
Well, someone did, and it told us to bring it to you, to the nearest Redarian chain gang outpost.
Okay, just
and then check. I walk over to Graf, if Graf were in the room, and I undo his handcuffs.
All right. Binders.
It
roll a All right. So can you say that again?
So I take off Graf's binders.
Okay.
In case if we get into a fight, then we'll need him.
Mm-hmm.
Not being binders.
Okay.
And I push him towards butt radar. And say, all right. I'll take my gold now. Or my credits.
Because there's... She says that she has no bounty. This is going to be a deception. So, roll a deception check. It's three red dice.
Oh, fuck. There's no way.
Okay. She does not buy your lies. And she says,
I don't know who this peasant is, but I have no interest in him.
Well,
I don't have a bounty on him.
Someone in your gang does.
I am my gang.
You're not the only member in the game.
All bounties come through me.
Well, apparently not.
She's starting to get agitated.
Hmm. Mac, any ideas?
At this point, I guess we're out of character.
Yeah.
Because
I'm very tempted to just fire. Just draw my gun and shoot, but.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we're supposed to do.
You're not supposed to do anything. I guess this is free form. I don't really have an idea one way or another what you guys are going to do.
I'm sorry.
Would you be okay with just. Fire it?
Are you asking me?
No. Who?
What are we supposed to be doing? Are we supposed to take the butt radar? I don't even know what we were supposed to do when we caught the butt radar.
Well, you know? we didn't know that the butt radar would be here. So we thought we were gonna find information to find the butt radar. But now the butt radar's right there, so do we fight?
There's two things that are going on. One is you've originally been hired to end the Redarian chains. They've been pirating the Zahn Consortium's ships. And so they hired you as a bounty to get the butt radar. As a secondary thing is that you guys have a grudge against the butt radar. Specifically, Ghost had a grudge. But also, Sarn, I think you have somewhat of a history wanting to take out the butt radars. So that's kind of what led you here. There's a bounty on the butt radar for which the Zahn Consortium is going to pay you, I don't remember what it was, 10,000 credits or something.
Can I ask what happened to the former butt radar? I want to ask her.
You're going to ask her?
Yeah. Because if she's the one that took the metal off the last butt, off the butt radar, then maybe, you know, I can threaten her.
Okay. Hold on. Um, trying to think through this. So you just straight up ask her, how did you become the Bud Radar?
Yeah.
She says, I don't know why I have to answer to you. I don't even know who you are. You just brought me this strange old man. And Graf says, you don't remember me. I am a former pirate here. No, I don't remember you. And he says to her, he's like, so can I get back into the Redarians? And she's like, what? And he reaches down, Graf reaches down to where his gun is hidden in his, like, leg, pulls
his,
out
his fake leg or his real leg.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. He has a gun pouch on his fake leg. And pulls out the blaster pistol.
His whole leg is just a gun.
Yes. He pulls out the blaster pistol and points it at the Butt Radar. And then... hold on. Then he turns around and points it at you.
I will take him out, my queen. I will take them out for you.
Oh, you're a traitor. Not surprising.
I casually walk up to Graf. And I take out my vibro knife and I stab him in the...
no. He's got the jump. He has the jump on you. If you were to walk towards him, he would shoot you.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to quick draw and shoot him.
So I'm trying to think how to do this. I guess you two would roll for initiative against each other.
Okay.
I am going to give him a boost because he's got the jump on you.
Okay.
Or basically, he's holding a... so I will add him to combat and I will add you to combat. I will roll a boost. It would be both on cool. And if you go over to encounter, you'll see your role as well.
I know, I'm just looking at something. I'm just trying to see if I had something that would increase my role.
Okay, so you do have the first shot.
All right, I'm going to quick strike.
What does that do?
It adds a boost die.
To what?
To an attack roll if it's on someone that hasn't already went.
Okay.
And I want to see something. Okay. So, yeah. And then, of course, aim at him.
I don't think you have the time to aim. Okay. It's a quick...
and we're close range, or...?
Yes. Okay, so... 3 successes and 3 advantages, so that's 12 damage.
And a crit.
Okay.
But when you roll the crit, you gotta add 20 to it.
Alright. And then I will roll... holy crap.
What?
You rolled a 91. Oh. So you add 20 to it. It's going to be 111, which is temporarily lame. Until this critical injury is healed, the target cannot perform more than one maneuver during his turn.
Aha, that's a pretty good one.
Wow. All right, so I'll drop that on Graf.
So that means he can't, like, aim and shoot, right?
Well, he wouldn't be aiming. Shoot. I don't think this is something where aiming makes sense.
Okay.
But,
well, no, I'm just assuming that we're going to continue.
But yes, that would be, yes, a maneuver is like a move or, so what is it?
Okay.
The target cannot perform more than one maneuver. So yeah, he could make one move. He could aim and shoot because a maneuver is different from an action.
Oh.
So you could do a maneuver and an action still, but you can take an extra maneuver for an extra strain.
Okay, gotcha.
And he's going to shoot toward you. Let's see, weapons. And you guys are at close, so it's one difficulty, right?
Yeah.
So he does 8 damage. Well, not 8 damage. Oh, yeah, 8 damage. I don't know how many.
8 damage. I got to soak a 6. So okay. 2.
So 2. All right. And then after that round, the butt radar holds up her hand and says, "Stop. What is this about?" And Graf speaks up. "My queen, they are here to capture you for some kind of bounty. I don't know the whole story." And she says, "Simply, I cannot allow you to take me away, but I will make you an offer. Allow me to match the payment you expect to receive from whoever it is that's hired you. And then leave this place at once. I guarantee we'll all be much happier that way."